stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, January 4th. We're full speed into the new year, and I'm back here with Brigetta. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
It's Brigetta.
Brigetta.
Yeah, I'll have to get used to that one.
It's all good.
Did the name ever give you problems during your life? I mean, it's a long name.
Yeah, you know, when I was younger, I didn't like the name Brigetta. I got made fun of. They're like, oh, Brigetta, you know, like the food.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm like, really? Can you come up with something more original, please? And I'm like, I can be edible only sometimes.
So that's cool. Were you named after someone in your family?
Actually, it's weird. My parents wanted to name me Bridget, and we're very old school Italian.
Yeah.
And so my grandmother said, no, it's not allowed. So my mom's like, what do I do? What do I do? I want her to have this name. So she added an A, or T and an A at the end. So
right. It's
two T's and an A.
Uh-huh.
A.
Okay, well, we'll get used to it. It's a beautiful name, though. You know,
Thank you.
It's unusual and stuff. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. I noticed your website is what, Brigetta.com
yep,
or something?
Brigetta.com.
Yeah, you see, it's amazing because you have a unique name. You could get that domain.
Yeah, I love that part.
How long ago did you find it?
To find the
website. The domain name?
Oh, the website. Gosh, I've had it for maybe like 5 years, I guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I started with my full name like years ago. And then I'm like, I wonder if Brigetta.com is available before I started doing shows.
Wow.
And then it was available. I'm like, oh, yes.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you're lucky that way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having like, you know, John.com or Dave.com or something like
that? Would be
that
really
would be
cool.
Crazy.
Huh?
Yeah. I wonder if that's even like available. I don't know.
No. You can't find anything less than threewords.com today.
Yeah.
Everything is taken.
Yeah.
Anything you can think about is taken, you know.
That's true.
Yeah. But, I don't remember what I wanted to say. Never mind. I get distracted here.
Sorry.
People sending me messages and stuff, you know. But anyway, I guess the primaries, the Iowa caucuses were on last night. And I was kind of following this. Now, just to give a little background, this is the first state where the primaries happen, you know. So now they're trying to choose like a Republican candidate to run against Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So... Iowa is known as like the first state where people cast votes, and usually it like predicts what's going to happen and things like that. So yesterday there was like a shocker, you know. I mean, Romney, I guess, was expected, but then Rick Santorum, who's like out of nowhere, I don't even know this guy, you know. He was like at the bottom 5%, 2%. Suddenly he's like neck and neck with Romney. Okay, now this is like, they were apart, get this, 8 votes. Okay, what? You're talking about millions of people voting.
Wow.
They were apart by 8 votes.
That's crazy.
I know. I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, neither have I. That's insane.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah. And Ron Paul, you know, who's a little out there, was number 3, which was amazing. You know, I mean, this guy is like, many people are saying he's not electable and stuff, you know. So.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so as a result of last night, I guess Michelle Bachmann drops out today.
I looked at that. Yeah,
and,
I saw that.
Yeah, no surprise there because she's way too conservative. You know, I don't think people really like their opinions about gays and things like that, you know,
her
and her husband. So so that's the story there. I mean, we're not going to get into too much politics, but I just thought it was... unusual the way it turned out yesterday.
That is unusual. They better start funding. Like crazy, only 8 votes.
Yeah.
That's insane.
I know, it's amazing. And I mean, how is there like no room for error there, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I guess, you know, it's just accepted that they're both like, you know, neck and neck or whatever. And they've achieved like 25% each or something. So anyway, so that's my story there. So let's get back to you. So we were talking about some things about you yesterday. Well, you wanted to tell me something, right?
I had.
Yeah, for 2 days.
Yeah.
I need to hear this one.
It's like the most insane story ever, and you're not gonna believe it. It's crazy.
Okay.
So I had a big party for my birthday, and my birthday's on Christmas, but
right.
I celebrated it, you know, earlier in the month because I don't want to be forgotten.
So you celebrated it before Christmas?
Yes, before Christmas.
That's a good way to do it.
You kind of have to, or you get lost. Like people forget, you know? And you're like, oh, what about me? But so I had a birthday party. Uh-huh. And I mean, I probably had like 200 people there through the night or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, I knew mostly everyone.
Yeah.
And,
did you throw the party or did someone throw it for you?
I threw the party. Uh-huh. And it was a new house, so I had like a housewarming party and everything. And I combined it with one of my good girlfriends because her birthday is close to mine.
Uh-huh.
So we had like a joint birthday party.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the weird thing is, you know, I'm in my room and my room has like a balcony off of it. So I'm in there for about 3 hours. I know that sounds crazy, but this is like when the party's dying down.
Yeah.
And I'm having a conversation and, you know, I'm drinking as well, but I'm having this conversation. I'm in there, I mean, literally for 3 hours. And I thought I heard something in my closet, you know, like hour two. Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like, ah, whatever. It's probably just a shoe that fell. You know, I just moved in. Who knows with me, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I ignore it. Well, about like the third hour, a friend of mine who's facing my closet says, there's somebody in your closet. And I said, no way. I'm like, you're joking. There's no one in my closet. He's like, no, there's someone in your closet. I'm telling you right now. And we'd been there for, you know, 3 hours, like I was saying. So if there was something in my closet, they would have had to have been there for at least 3.5-4 hours.
Wow.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
So I get up and I'm like, you're joking with me completely. And I open up the closet and I don't see anything. And he's like, right there. I'm like, where? And I see this thing like crouched down in my clothes.
Uh-huh.
And I pick it up. I wasn't sure if it was a guy or a girl. I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And I pick it up and I'm like, oh, who are you and why are you in my closet?
What?
There was a man in my closet. Not even a man. I'm sorry. A boy. Whatever
you
want
to call
it.
A boy in your closet.
A guy in my closet. And guess what he was doing?
Masturbating.
Yes. But guess what he was wearing? My clothes.
Your clothes? He was wearing your clothes?
My clothes.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's like, and I
now, is this a guy at the party?
This was a guy who I'd seen at the party. I don't know him. And I'd seen him at the party earlier in the night, and I thought he was kind of creepy.
Right.
Because he was kind of just standing there against the wall. You know, like, it just weird. His arms were crossed and, like, just giving me this weird. You know when someone looks at you weird, you just have this feeling like something's not right with them?
I guess. Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
People never look at me like that, but then again, I'm not a chick, you know?
I guess it's like my chick radar out there. Like,
yeah.
I sense it. Like, there's a weirdo right over here. And he just kind of like stares at you with these like weird googly eyes, like weird eyes, you know? And that was the guy from earlier in the night. And what was weird is when I stood him up and I took the hoodie off his head, that's when I realized it was my hoodie. He was wearing my dress, a long black satin dress.
Are you serious?
That's insane. And then
it fit him?
Yeah, I guess. It fit him. He was kind of scrawny. it's just crazy. And then he had my hoodie over top of it. And then once we found out later on, we went through his pockets and such. He had my underwear. So he had gone through all of my drawers.
So you went through his stuff?
Well, yeah, because I wanted to know
if he stole
ID.
Anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I had like some oils missing earlier in the night, which someone had said randomly. He had the oils, which he was masturbating with, staring at me from the closet with my underwear, which were soaking wet, and then he peed everywhere. That's the last straw.
Wow.
He peed everywhere. He peed everywhere.
In front of you?
Like, all in the closet.
Oh, that he did that all before.
And then he peed his pants because I went screaming to my friends, and I'm like, there's a guy in my closet. And they came in, and they helped, and then he peed himself. He got freaked out afterwards. But it's just, wow, right?
Now, so I mean, how does he respond when you catch him like that?
He didn't say anything, and we called 911. The cops came right away, which was great.
Really?
But when they had him outside, he's like, he didn't say anything until he was outside with the cops, and then he told the cops, "Well, ask Brigetta. She knows who I am." And I'm like, I have no idea who you are. Like, that's how crazy this guy is. Like, she'll vouch for me. It's okay. I'm allowed to be there. What? You're allowed to be in my closet masturbating to me? Like,
jeez.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
I know.
I'm telling you, men do the strangest fucking things,
it's
man.
It's insane.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I'm wondering,
imagine
too,
if you were there alone in the house. You would have totally, like,
I know.
Wow.
And that's what I was thinking. Like, if my friends weren't there, mm-hmm. what if I was sleeping? Well, I mean, I don't think he's a guy to go and rape or anything like that. I think he's a watcher.
Right.
You know, just getting in the mentality yeah. of it. But that's just
cross-dresser,
so...
maybe. Yeah.
You know what freaked me out? Is like, you know when you watch Hannibal Lecter and uh-huh. they're wearing, like, you know, all the girls' clothes and the female makeup, like, all on? And uh-huh. stuff? That's what it pictured me. Like, that's what he looked like Hannibal really? Lecter. And I'm Whoa. Like, oh, God, this is so scary. Yeah. It was insane.
Whoa.
And I don't understand the pee thing. Like, is it a sexual thing to pee on things? Is that... I
never heard of anything like that. It sounds yeah. more like a dog marking his territory.
Maybe, oh, great. Great. Yeah, it was really... It's,
No, you sure it was pee and not something else, right?
Well, it was a mixture of both.
Really? Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what did you do? You had to, like, get rid of all your clothes and everything? At least wash yeah, them? And...
I had to wash them and dry clean them. It's wow. just... It's such a nightmare, you know. It's
wow.
And a lot of clothes, like the. I mean, I'm talking like massive amounts of dresses. He just like turned around and peed on them all. I mean, I wow. get if you're in the closet for 4 hours and you have to pee.
Right.
But no, he like deliberately. It was a thing that yeah. he was doing because the wear that he's just. It's crazy.
Wow.
I know. It's just. It's so scary. But then another funny thing is so the cop that came.
Uh-huh.
I got a date from him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, you women do something.
I know. And,
but that's the thing. I mean, what's a cop doing picking up a woman, you know,
yeah.
on duty?
It was it was funny because I was sitting there.
Did you like make advances at him?
No. We were just kind of like, you know, I mean, we're laughing at the situation. I mean, right. I was so upset from it all. Mm. And then I was laughing later on because my friends are like, you had a guy in your closet. He peed yeah. everywhere. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And I'm like the butt joke of everyone now because they're like, he R. Kelly'd your closet, yeah. you know? Like, yeah, I guess so. So I was laughing about it and they're all teasing me and I was being a good sport. But
well, you were. I mean, I, my God.
It's insane. It's crazy.
I mean, how embarrassing did it have to be for the guy? You know?
I know.
I mean, you know, it's like you really have to be sick to take yeah. that chance of being caught and
yeah.
doing this. I mean, who does something like that?
Exactly. And the fact that he had my underwear, it's like he went through all of my drawers in wow. order to find it, which
yeah.
is... I guess throughout the party, throughout the night, he was having fun in my room. Like, great, you know? Like,
whoa.
It's just, yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's really disgusting.
And it sounds like pretty elaborate stuff. I mean, it would take
yeah.
some time, I think, to plan it or, you know,
I
wonder
that.
If he's done it before.
That's what I was wondering, too. And they checked yeah. his record, and he's got right. 2 DUIs here. But we found out in Arizona, he actually, on Christmas... He actually had trespassing and destruction of property, which is technically the same thing,
right.
you know, here. So I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably does this a lot, huh?
It's just, like, what kind of mind? And you know what the weirdest thing is?
Uh-huh.
Guess where he works. He is...
McDonald's?
Yeah. Oh, God. Can you imagine that guy serving you fries?
Oh, good.
Here's some little extra on your fries. Some cream filling. Sick. Yeah. No, he works at Starline Tours. You know
Starline
that,
Tours. What's that? Oh, the Hollywood...
The bus company.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go yeah. around all the celebrity homes.
The celebrity homes
yeah.
and stuff? Really?
He's the main guy for them.
Really?
You know how scary that is? You know, that's so crazy. It's
whoa.
Like, yeah. It's, yeah, so I wanna call Starline and let them know what happened.
Really?
Yeah. They
wow.
should know.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
like,
true.
You've got a creepy guy who likes
they
to hide
won't believe you.
Pee on people. Oh, I've
wow.
got proof.
Yeah.
I've got lots of proof. That's the thing. He left clothes behind. Oh, he left his underwear in the front yard and his socks.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
why?
He had taken those off?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty out there. So
I'm telling you.
That was my
you
story.
You were so lucky. This
I
happened
know.
When there were people there,
thank
you
God.
Know?
Thank God. Wow. Honestly, yeah. And I changed all my locks in the house and everything
yeah.
afterwards, but... Wow, you know, just you think you've seen it all until you
know. I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
My
weird.
God, I can't believe that.
I know. So that was my weird, insane.
So
story.
That's your birthday story.
That
huh?
was my happy birthday, Brigetta.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
What? Yeah. I know. Have you ever heard anything weird like that before?
No. I mean, I hear yeah. of guys doing weird things on the news and. Things like this, but no, never like
yeah.
during a party and hiding in the closet. And,
it's just crazy.
Wow. I mean, I've heard of guys, you know, liking to wear women's clothes and stuff. But
I wonder why.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. You know, some people are really like fucked
up. Yeah. I wonder if it's like they want to wear it to know what it feels like to be a woman. Like, and that's what I'm thinking with him. Did he want to know what it's like to be me and that's why he wore the clothes? Or was it like he needed to be close to me and was wearing them?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you could spin it
all
off,
sounds
like,
possible, yeah.
It's just, it's creepy though when you think about it. Like, and I wound up telling my mom and she's like, where did you move to?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not even in Hollywood anymore. It's out of Hollywood. Like, it's in a nice area. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, luckily you found him and stuff. And,
yeah.
So he had been there for 3 hours at least, you
say. At least three. I mean, it had been more because
I was. So what were you doing in the room for 3 hours?
Hey.
So you were with a guy.
Well, I was with, yeah, I was with a friend. We were talking for a long time. So.
Oh, you were talking.
We were just talking. Okay. I promise we were just talking. We were. And that's the thing. Like, my girlfriend had put her purse in my closet. So she was in and out of the room in the closet numerous times and didn't even notice.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. I wish I had. And that's the thing. Like, I was thinking, like, oh, he's in the closet filming us. Like, get his phone.
Yeah.
You know, what does he have on there? Uh-oh. You know, like, get it. But we did check it because I was worried about that. But
really?
There was nothing.
So you could check everything that he had? I mean, the police allowed you to go through his stuff?
We did it beforehand.
Oh, you did it beforehand.
Oops. Should I say that? I don't care.
And he just stood there?
Well, they held him down. I mean, he literally felt like an idiot. Like, he was caught like a deer in headlights. Like, what do I do? Uh-oh. You know?
Wow.
And I had so many people there that were holding him down. We got his wallet. I photocopied the ID because I wanted a copy of it.
Yeah.
You know, just for my references. Before the cops got there, just in case anything happened, so I could be like, this guy did this, you know?
Yeah.
Just
imagine how screwed up you have to be in order to take such a chance to be caught.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, is there anything more embarrassing, for crying out loud?
Yeah.
You know?
And then I started thinking, do you think he wanted to be caught?
You know? It's possible.
Maybe it's a thrill or something. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I can't imagine doing that.
People do crazy shit, man.
They do.
Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
And you're in one piece.
Thank you. Like, God, really?
Yeah.
But,
so, yeah, I mean, guys do crazy things. And I think in childhood, people get screwed up somehow.
Yeah.
You know, because I think as a child, you're very vulnerable to things that happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sexual things are sort of like shocking to a kid.
Right.
And then he starts like building all kinds of like fetishes and, and that, you know, so... I don't know. I mean, I remember from childhood just being really horny all the time, and I grew up to be a grown-up horny man, you know? So, but I never really had anything that I can think of. I mean, the only thing I can think of is that I was attracted to older women because I was a kid, you know? And so I had fantasies about it, but now it's not like that, you know? I mean, it's different.
Yeah.
Now I'd rather have younger women.
Yeah.
You know? It's all relative.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, yeah, but no screw up with me. Thank God, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you see so many people getting screwed up.
It's
you know, fetishes like foot fetish and you know, things like that.
You know, I get weird questions with foot fetishes.
Do you?
Actually. Yeah, people
like
are...
men asking you for...
Yeah. Like,
really?
Like, send me some foot photos. And I'm like, what do you find of a foot sexy?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My feet stink after I'm on a run. You know, like, not normally, but I'm saying, you know, I run and I exercise and I work out. And my feet, you think that's sexy? Like, I think feet are disgusting.
I do too, you know, because they touch the ground all the time.
They're
not clean. At the same time, though, I understand that many of them like dirty, stinky feet.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
I don't get like...
Like dirty socks and...
That's so gross.
I know.
It's like a dog. And, you know, like dogs like your smelly, stinky, you know, socks.
Yeah.
And they take them. And they're like, arr, arr, arr. You know, like for whatever reason, they love them. It's like the same thing. It's weird.
I know. It sounds like something like domination or something.
Maybe so.
They want to be dominated.
Yeah.
And, you know, the feet are sort of like that.
I guess.
I mean, if you put your foot on someone...
It's just,
you know,
I guess so. But it's like, I think of like, you know, what if I just walked in dog poo?
You think
that's hot? You know, like I have dogs. They poop on the yard. You know, I just walked on it. And you think, hey, I have some of this. Check this out. Smack you in the face with it. I don't know.
Oh, good.
It's
so you have dogs too?
I do.
In addition to your snake.
Mm-hmm.
And so how many dogs do you have? Two?
I have 3.5.
Really?
Three and a half. And I say half because half of it is for my ex and I kind of share a dog.
Uh-huh.
And we're like best friends. But
really?
Yeah, it's like half.
So
I
you share
her.
A dog?
Yeah.
Does he go there sometimes too, the dog?
It's a weird scenario.
Like he has visitation.
Yeah, he has visitation rights. Yeah, it's like your kid. Your dog's like your kid. Yeah.
Well, that's funny. I mean, I wonder how that works. You know? Does he pick him up sometimes?
Yeah. He'll come and like pick him up and then drop him off. And I know.
It's still a lot of dogs, though, huh? What kind of dogs do you have?
I have, the half one is, I guess she's like half pit and half pointer.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one is full pit and then two chihuahuas.
Really?
Yeah.
I love chihuahuas, man. I love chihuahuas. Yeah. They're the best.
They are. Do you have dogs?
Yeah. No, I don't. I can't live with dogs, you know?
No?
But I did when I was living with my kids and their mom. They always needed to have dogs, you know, so we compromised on chihuahuas because they're not messy, they're small, you know, they're, you know, so, so I got a liking for chihuahuas and stuff like that, but, I mean, I love dogs, but I just couldn't live with one, you know, and I couldn't pick up their shit either, you know, that's like a major no-no for me.
I used to be that way. I'm like, just kick it aside. No one saw that.
Yeah.
Put some dirt over it.
I know, but no, otherwise you have piles of shit all over the street.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I'm teasing. I don't know. Yeah. Well, maybe sometimes. No, okay.
But it's got to be hard to take care of so many animals, no?
You know, it's really not because they kind of, you know, dogs are, they run in packs in the wild normally. They're like wolves are in packs. And so they like to be around other dogs. They just, they play together. They sleep together. They, you know, whatever. It's just, they like to be together.
Right.
So it's actually easier because it's like, you know, when you have to take them outside, they come as a group. They eat together. It's.
Yeah.
It's actually, it's better because I'm not home a lot, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's true, yeah.
And they just
play. What do you do if you have to go out of town? Do you find a place for them?
I have so many amazing friends.
Cool.
Yeah. And they'll just, I give them, you know, they come over and take care of them and such. So, yeah.
That's nice.
It's always worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And being that I own half a dog, then he has to be there to watch half the dog. And then the other ones are there. So it just works out.
How long ago has he been your ex? Did you guys break up pretty recently?
No, this is like 3 years ago.
Oh, 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're still bound by the dog, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of my like best friends and like and business partner.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah.
See, it's cool when people stay in touch, you know?
Yeah.
So you just realize that, hey, we're not for each other, but as friends, we can get along just fine, you know?
And I feel like, you know, you have such a good connection with someone when you're dating them. It's like, why? Unless you're getting a huge fight and they're a total, you know, douche or the girl is totally crazy, you know, then I understand not talking to them. But I'm friends with all of my exes except one. And that's because he was crazy. But
yeah,
and he's like really crazy. But yeah, I'm friends with everyone. And people think that's weird or odd, but I don't see anything.
It's not. Why is it? No, it's not.
Exactly.
No. So you moved from Maryland to New York, right?
Maryland to New York.
And then you moved here?
Then New York to North Carolina.
To North Carolina. That's right. Yeah. And so I was wondering, what did you do in North Carolina when you lived there?
I worked on Dawson's Creek.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Wow.
Yeah.
So it was a regular gig for you every week?
Yeah, it was every week. I was a stand-in and photo double. So I got to stand in for Katie Holmes.
Wow.
And, yeah. And there was another girl that was on there a couple of times that I stood in for her. So, yeah, I had dark hair normally.
Yeah.
My hair is naturally dark. So, I looked kind of like her. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can see the resemblance with Katie Holmes. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So I did that for, a couple seasons. And then I also worked at the Serpentarium. I worked everywhere when I was there.
Yeah.
I was like, I had so many jobs there. It's crazy. And then
so then Dawson Creek ended.
It ended. It did. It ended. And then
what did you do? Did you stay there or did you move again?
Well, I wanted to come here. And so I actually wound up meeting Val Kilmer. He was filming in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And I actually met him at the Serpentarium, the snake place that I was telling you about. And we became really good friends. And he kind of moved me to L.A. So
he moved you to LA.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird story.
So you started dating and stuff or
so
what?
So I was dating him for a couple months and then I wound up working for him.
Really?
I know. It's really weird. So yeah, I worked for him for a long time, for like over about a year, and then I stopped working for him, and then I would help him out here and there and such. So
Wow, what were you doing for him? Was it like making stuff?
Or? Yeah, I was an assistant. We worked on 4 different films and an art show and a book.
So. Wow, how cool.
Yeah, it was crazy, but.
So that's what made you move here, is that you had that opportunity and stuff.
Right? Yeah.
And how long ago was that?
Gosh, that was 10 years ago. I've been here for
almost 10 years. Oh, so you've been here for 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're not that new anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nobody's been here, you know, longer than, who knows. Nobody's born here, that's for sure.
No one's born here.
Everybody's from New York or the East Coast somehow, you know.
Yeah, it's all these transplants. That's like when you have the holidays, you're like, the streets are dead. Why? Oh, yeah, because no one's from here. They all go back, you know, east or wherever.
So you've done things on TV now. I get a feeling you've been on reality shows or something. You know, I don't know why, but I have a feeling because you're like so adventurous and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you been on reality shows?
A lot of reality shows.
Really?
Actually. Yeah.
So you're like a pro with that.
Yeah, pretty much. it kind of comes in hand. They hire all the crazies, you know.
Like, I guess, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to have the personality, I would imagine. You
know. Gotta be a little out there. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want someone just standing there. And stuff.
Or it's boring TV. You don't want to watch that. You want to have like challenging, out there, adventurous personalities against each other and just see what happens.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was the first one you went on?
The first one, well, the first thing I did was the Lingerie Bowl, which, I don't know if you
count. Oh, really?
Yeah, which is really funny. And so anyway, I was playing full contact football in my lingerie.
I know, that's funny. I never understood that thing.
It was awesome. It was so much fun.
Really? There's a lot of people watching and stuff?
Oh my gosh. The first year it was on pay-per-view. Actually, the first 2 years were on pay-per-view.
I remember that was some time ago though, right?
Yeah, like 2004 and 2005. Yeah. So those were the first two things that I did.
Yeah.
I know.
And there were a lot of people watching on pay-per-view?
There were, because it was the halftime show for Super Bowl.
Right.
And everyone's like, I want to watch chicks in lingerie play full-contact football. Yeah. So it was a great experience. It really was a lot of fun. And I was quarterback the second year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
did you guys
awesome.
Even get any playing down there? I mean, you know, because I would think people are not that concerned with the football itself.
Right.
I don't know if you have to know how to play or
not. Oh, you have to. It's really? So hardcore. We're actually taught by ex-NFL players.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, it's brutal. I broke a finger and, you know, whatever. And I still play. And it's just, girls are gnarly.
So they still have it?
They still have it, but it's not on the pay-per-view anymore. They changed it. So now it's a league, actually, across the U.S.
Really?
So, yeah. In fact, almost every state has their own team now.
Wow.
I know. It's kind of interesting. I think it's called the LFL, Lingerie Football League now.
Yeah.
So, and I would, you know what? I would do it again. I definitely would do it again if there was a different owner. I think the owner, just the stipulations were different back then. The pay rates were weird. And you had to, like, for a month long, you had to practice every single day before, you know, before
really?
The game. And,
wow.
Yeah, and it just wasn't enough. Like, you have a life, you know? You can't.
Yeah.
But.
Who was the owner? Was that the guy that did the Girls Gone Wild and stuff?
Or, no.
No, what's his name?
Different guy. His name is Mitch Mortaza.
Uh-huh.
And so it's actually the family had helped him out with the – it was a great idea.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I don't want to talk too bad about him, but in a way I was really upset because I felt like if you were on the LA team, you basically were hooking up with him.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's
that
how
was
he did
like
it.
A given?
Yeah. It's like if you were on the Los Angeles team, like you're hooking up with him. You're doing Mitch. Like that's what it is.
Wow.
But and that's just not, I don't know. Yeah. And then the game, things would get rigged, I felt, and then we didn't get enough money, so it was just really shady.
Yeah.
But then they partnered with VH1, and VH1 I took over, and I think they still, Viacom, I think still owns part of the LFL. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that, but I think so.
Oh, that's cool. So you played for a couple seasons? Or
I played for two seasons.
Two seasons.
Yeah, that was on TV. Yeah. I know. And then I went to Killing Chickens on Ted Nugent. Yep.
Okay, let's hear about that one. Ted Nugent is known for hunting and shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened there?
So he's got this reality show called Wanted, Ted or Alive. And
Ted or Alive.
Ted or Alive, exactly. Ted Nugent style.
Oh, wow.
And literally, it's insane. So it's kind of like Survivor, and you don't eat unless you actually find or hunt your food.
Really?
Yeah, so you have to compete, and it's just, it was
And
crazy.
What does it take place?
And he's got
in the woods or something?
Yeah. He's got two ranches, one in Texas somewhere and one in Michigan. And we were at the one in Michigan. Oh. So it took place in the middle of nowhere in Michigan. Uh-huh. It was so cold. And you know what they made us do? They made us, like, we couldn't wear clothes the first day. He made us wear buckskin. We had to wear, like, skins. And we had to make clothes out of them. So I made underwear out of fur. It was really weird. Yeah. And then it rained on us because we had a teepee. We had to sleep in a teepee.
Really?
And yeah, which was kind of
cool.
It
didn't occur to them to do it in the summer or anything?
Yeah. I think there was a challenge. They're like, we're going to challenge these guys. Yeah, you know? Like, obviously. We're going to get them. Yeah. It was nuts. So it's just so cold in Michigan. And actually, it was like fall, but yeah. it's Michigan, so it's really cold.
Right.
But it wound up just raining in the middle of the night, and the rain went through our teepee. Uh-huh. So we wake up, and I'm like, why do I feel like I'm in a swamp? I am. It's raining. Yeah. Because it's raining so much in the teepee that you're covered in mud, and so it was actually warmer for me to get out of laying down. Yeah. It's so crazy. And you're like sopping in these animal skins, like.
Yeah.
And then you have to get up and compete.
Yeah. So do you compete? Is it individual competition or is it groups? How does it work?
You compete against each other. There were five of us.
Five of you?
Yeah. And there were only two girls, me and another girl. She's hilarious. Uh-huh. She's, oh my God. Okay. So she shows up knowing it's a competition hunting show.
Yeah.
In high heels. Like, I took one look at her.
Yeah, where the hell are you going?
I know. I took one look at her and I'm like, yeah, you're not gonna do well. Clearly, you're just on for ratings. Yeah. So
what was Ted doing there? Was he like an advisor or something?
No, it was his show. He ran the show. It's like he was the one that's like, these are the challenges. This is what you're gonna do.
I see. Okay, so he was the host.
Yeah,
as well.
The host of it. Right. And you know what? I have to say that he is probably one of the most intelligent men that I've met.
Yeah, I've heard him talk before. He does seem to know his shit. Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's like, I learned a lot from it. I really did.
Right. So now, how did you learn how to hunt? Did he teach you?
You know, I grew up, as like I said, I'm a redneck at heart. I grew up in Maryland near the woods, and an ex of mine just is a big hunter, and just hunting was a big thing where we are.
So it wasn't new for you.
No,
huh?
I'm a sharpshooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good shot. I'm
really?
Good shot. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm good at bow and arrow as well. So. I like the challenges, and it was four wheeling challenges. Actually, the weirdest challenge that we had. This is so disgusting. So we had to be covered head to toe. Like even your fingers had to be covered because if you got any of this on you, it could actually eat your skin.
Really?
So yeah. So what they were was pigs. They were dead hogs that were been sitting there for about a month. I mean, they smell so bad. You
disgusting,
could smell them from miles away.
The smell of death, huh?
Yeah, it's gnarly. And then you get there and you're like, there's piles of these pigs. It's their head and then their whole inside, the skin of the rest of their body.
Wow.
And so you see like the maggots, the flies, I mean, massive things that you're like, what is that? Like just guts, everything. They're pig guts.
Yeah.
And the challenge was to take the pig guts and you had a wheelbarrow and a shovel. And you have to go basically like half a mile, maybe a little more than that, up this ramp and dump them. And whoever did it the fastest wins food or wins coins you could cash in for food or money, whatever. And it was just, and at first I'm like, okay, I'm trying to get it in the wheelbarrow. And then I realized I can't do it. Like, I hate to say I'm a chick, but I'm a chick.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do this. They're heavy. And these pig guts, they weigh like 100 pounds. Like, I'm not, I mean, maybe more than that. They're like, they're so massively huge and heavy and disgusting. And you're wearing masks and everything. And it's just, oh, God, it was so crazy. And so eventually I gave up on the wheelbarrow and I picked them up and I hugged them and I ran.
Wow.
Because I wanted
to
win.
With all the stench and everything.
Yeah,
huh?
I didn't care. I wanted to win.
Wow.
Yeah. It was disgusting.
You're amazing, Mia. I mean, I can't believe some of the things you've done. No, but that's cool. You know, you have all these memories and everything.
Yeah.
And it's much of it is documented on camera and stuff, right?
Yeah, pretty much everything.
So you can see
that. Not everything, but a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how long ago was that, the Ted Nugent thing?
That was in 2005.
Oh, okay. Yep. So that was some time ago also.
Yeah, that was after Lingerie Bowl. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
So you had to, did you actually have to kill animals? I mean, you said you had to hunt, so
we
obviously.
We did hunt. And the weirdest thing was, you know, you don't eat for a couple of days. And he brings these chickens. And you look at everyone else and you're like, uh-oh, we don't get food unless something's going to happen. So there's a chicken. And I was just so hungry by that point. So he takes it and he whacks it and he shows you how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, his whole thing is about not, you know, when you're hunting for a trophy. you're hunting to actually use all the parts of it. So you're going to eat and utilize every single part. So the whole part of starving you right. is to learn to appreciate your food. So if you're going to hunt and kill a chicken, then you better eat all of the chicken.
Right.
You know, and it was cool. So actually, this is really funny. So everyone was disgusted, and there were guys. One of the guys was crying, and he's like, "I can't kill a chicken." And the girl was
crying.
Yeah,
huh?
He was crying. Wow. And the girl was a vegetarian. She's like, "I won't eat that." I'm like, "Well, then you don't. Then you starve because you just you've been eating for 4 days." I'm like, "I'm first."
Yeah.
So everyone looks at me like, "You're sick." I'm like, "I don't care. I haven't eaten in 4 days. I'm hungry. Give me the damn chicken."
Yeah. Now how is she vegetarian and on a hunting show?
That's what is beyond me. But I guess that's the drama they wanted on the show. Yeah. And she's German. She was very interesting. She's funny. She had a thick German accent, and which was cute and funny. Same. And it was just insane. And she was super, super religious, but I mean over the top, which came in one of the challenges that was just crazy. And she's like, "I don't eat this because Jesus didn't do that." Like, I can't even do the German accent, but yeah. It's just crazy. But so I killed the chicken.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to psych everyone out that was around me because I didn't want them to kill the chickens because it was a challenge.
Right.
And I shoved my hand up inside the chicken and I dug around. I was pulling out guts to show them.
Wow.
And guess what I found?
What'd you find in the chicken?
I found two eggs.
Really? Inside the chicken?
I found two eggs. And I was like, yes, I have an omelet. This is great. And so I know.
Whoa.
And so then I went to the girl and I said, "You don't eat chicken, but you'll eat eggs, right?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, I found two eggs inside the chicken. I think that makes you kind of a meat eater in a way, right?"
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's not like, and we had to justify that because it's like, you're a vegetarian, you won't eat the chicken, but you'll eat the egg that I found inside the chicken.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
Well, it's not meat, you know. I mean, I figure they think that for eggs, you don't have to slaughter the chicken.
I guess.
So, you know, therefore, but... but vegans won't eat eggs either, I don't think, right?
No, they won't.
But vegetarians will, I guess.
Yeah.
So, wow, so you killed the chicken. How did you kill it?
You have to whack its head over
a rock.
It?
Really?
Yeah. I know. It's really weird. But I was so hungry.
And you were
hungry.
Okay with that.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
I need to eat.
Yeah.
Feed me.
That's true.
I mean... At that point, you're like, I just see
my
food. You know? Because I was pulling carrots out of the ground, and they were like the size of your pinky.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you think, you know, you see Bugs Bunny pulling out these, you know, carrots, and you think, oh, I'm going to find a good carrot. No, they're like the size of your pinky.
Really?
Yeah. There's, like, there's no bigger carrots. And then I was eating apples off the trees, and they were half rotten, so I didn't care. As long as I got a bite, it was, like, savory enough for, like, it's just pathetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I would imagine it's worth it, right? It's worth all of it to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What was the prize?
You win money. The prize was winning money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you win?
You know, I lost because the last challenge, and I was doing really well, but the last challenge, you had to swim across the current in a river. And you had to carry all the stuff with you, and I probably would have done well, but I give you a tire, and they give you, like, these flotation devices, and I was in such a hurry to tie it all together, and Ted Nugent's whole thing is, life is a ballet, move slowly and choose what you're doing, and so you the slower you move, more precise your actions are, and you won't mess things up, basically.
Right.
And I was moving so fast, trying to win, and my knife slashed all of the flotation devices. Yeah. And so I sliced everything, and you could hear it go, psh.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh no.
So you couldn't complete the challenge,
well,
or did you cross it without the flotation devices?
I did it anyway. I tied them all together to a rope, and I swam with them, like, just dangling behind me, but it was slowing me down. So it was just so stupid. I'm like, well, this is retarded. Like, I'm not going to win, clearly, but whatever.
That's too bad, because you were close, obviously.
Yeah, it was really close. It was really close. That's okay. But, you know, it was a good experience.
Yeah.
I have to say, like, if you ever get a chance to do a reality show, then do it, because it's such an amazing experience, and, you know, it takes you out of your normal.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
And
out of your comfort zone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you learn how to cope with it. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
And it's kind of survival of the fittest in a way.
Yeah, it is. It is, you know. But I'll survive at a 5-star hotel any day. You know?
Believe me, after
I don't
that.
I like to work hard.
Yeah. After that show, I went right to a 5-star and I was like, spa treatments, please. Yeah.
Yeah. You see, games like, I don't know, Big Brother I could do.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
Because it's a lot about talking and, mm-hmm. and strategy and stuff, but... Like Survivor and yeah. all that, there's no way, man.
No.
Or Fear Factor, you know. Those
yeah.
things are, like, just too gross for me. I mean, I have an aversion to gross things.
So funny. What do you think the grossest thing is that you've done?
That I've done?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, really.
Okay.
I haven't done any gross things,
no.
you know. No. But, yeah, I'm trying to think. Have I done any gross things? No, I've stayed away from those.
All right, then.
But maybe as a kid I did some things.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, with the pigs, man, the smell of death is, you know, it's like it's unmistakable.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know exactly mm-hmm. what it is when you smell it.
Oh, yeah.
And luckily I never had to smell dead people. But I remember when I grew up, there were a lot of stray cats and stuff mm-hmm. in the neighborhood. And they would die, you know, and in the field or something. And then you could just
smell it
for miles.
Blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah. It was awful. Like, we had to wear like eye goggles and I had clench my nose from the smell. And
really?
I mean, it was that bad. Like your eyes actually would tear up.
Uh-huh.
And if it got in your eye, you could go blind.
Really?
That was the crazy.
Wow.
Because it's like, it's so acidic, I guess. It's like because the bacteria has been there for, I don't know, over a month. And it's
decomposing
mm-hmm.
and shit. Wow.
Yeah. I didn't realize how dangerous it was. But.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm out there. You should do Big Brother, though.
Yeah, maybe I should, huh?
Yeah. See, I couldn't do that show.
Why is that?
Because I don't want to be confined to a space.
Right.
I would freak
out.
Yeah,
I know. I would probably go crazy there,
yeah.
you know? And not being able to do anything like read or TV or anything like that, you know? You just have to constantly be with the people. That's hard in its own way, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Absolutely.
But at least, actually, they do have some gross things there, right? When they get like the bad week or something, they get to eat sardines.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and shit
that's
like
not that.
That
bad, yeah. though. But I mean, I guess it's
yeah.
but I guess in the way, it's like, it's the strategy, but it's being around those people and nowhere to escape.
Right.
Like, where do I go? What do I do? Like,
that's
I can't.
True, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do it. That'd be cool. Let me know how that goes.
Yeah, right. I don't know, but it would be interesting. I would think so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, one of the cool things that I'm involved in now, which is really awesome, is something called the Reality Rally, which
uh-huh.
I did it last year. It was the first year. It was amazing. And her name's Jillian, and she was on Survivor Gabon.
Uh-huh.
And while she was there, she created this amazing charity for breast cancer. And so what it is it takes all reality stars and we do the Amazing Race
uh-huh.
all around Temecula is where it takes place, all around Temecula.
Really?
And we have our fans who they bid on us, they buy us. So
wow.
let's say, yeah, so it gives us a chance to compete with our fans and teach
right.
them the Amazing Race.
Right.
And so what they do is it's four to a team. So
uh-huh.
it's three people and then you choose a reality star. So let's say you raise $2,000. Let's say you raise $20,000. Then
okay.
you raise the most money. Then you get to pick any reality star that you want. Anyone you want.
Okay.
And then it goes in order of how much money you raise. So, like, let's say the next is, you know, $10,000. Then you get the second choice. And then,
right.
you know, and last, I think the minimum amount you have to raise is $400.
Okay.
And they would just assign you a reality star.
Yeah.
But all that money goes to Michelle's Place Breast Cancer. So
oh, that's cool.
It's really cool. So it's like the normal public gets to be taught the game by an actual reality star. And we show you the ins and outs
really?
And you play dirty, you know, but it's so fun. It's for a great challenge.
Yeah.
And it's in April. And so it's just, I mean, we had, I think, like 200 reality stars last year.
Really?
Yeah. It was
so
amazing.
This is part of the Amazing Race show or?
It's. No, it's separate.
You're just calling it Amazing Race.
It's called Reality Rally.
Okay.
So we're actually doing the Amazing Race,
right.
but for breast cancer. And
exactly.
yes,
okay.
CBS is there, and they uh-huh. cover pretty much the whole thing. A lot of media is out there. And we
yeah.
have a lot of like sponsors that have started coming in. So it's really cool. It's
yeah.
a cool idea. Yeah.
But in the Amazing Race, I know they go around the world and
mm-hmm.
stuff. This is not like that,
this
right?
Is
this
just,
is going to be more local.
This is just all around Temecula.
Right.
So it's the full day. It's a two-day event,
mm-hmm.
but it's all one day is pretty much the race.
Wow.
It's awesome. Like I did it last year, like I said. It's a lot of running as well. It's more mind games and
yeah.
puzzles
uh-huh.
and a lot of like solving. You have to figure out like, okay, we have to figure out our next location. We have to figure
yeah.
out the clues to get there. And it was a lot of fun. It was a little crazy.
Yeah.
Because like you had to fight over cars and stuff.
Really?
And you had to like strategize. Yeah. And I dove through a car window. Oh, God. I was like, this car is mine. I need to get there first. So I dove through the car window because you're not allowed to drive. They have drivers. You have to use their cars.
Okay.
So I dove through the window and I locked the doors and I laid across the windows and I'm like, you can't come in. And I'm like pushing people out of the window so they can't get in unless it's my teammate.
Because
I was waiting for my teammates to hurry up and like jump in.
Right.
So, and then it gets really competitive, but it's so fun. And it's such an amazing cause. So
that's in April this year?
That's in April.
And we'll be able to watch it on TV?
Yeah, I don't know if you can watch. I think they're talking about it this year because I know, like I said, CBS covers it. So they cover clippets of it. I know it's online. They do a lot of it online. Maybe we could do a show from there or something.
Okay.
That could be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, like a live, I don't know. It could be kind of awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So you just do it for charity. There's no like prizes or anything.
No, it's all for charity. So, and it's great because it's like, it's such a cool accomplishment. Like I raced around, you know, and it's all for breast cancer. So,
cool.
Yeah.
And where can people find out about it if they want to donate?
They can go to realityrally.com. But if they want to donate,
I
need people to donate on my page.
Oh, okay. Then tell people how to find
you. Yeah. So actually, if you guys can find me on Twitter, and then I can give you the link because it's a really weird long link.
Right.
My Twitter is RealBrigetta.
Okay.
RealBrigetta.
All right.
So, and how do you spell my name? It's the real Brigetta is RealBrigetta.
Okay.
So Twitter, real Brigetta.
Sounds good. Yeah. Everybody go there and donate for crying out loud, you know?
That
would be cool.
Be a part of it. We got to do something.
Yeah, I know. I need to get active.
We got to do it.
I don't know where I'll get the $450, but I'll look for it.
Well, I am a good raiser.
Yeah,
I'm a raiser. So we'll figure it out.
Wow. So this is cool. So you moved to LA, and so you were Val Kilmer's assistant for a while, right?
Yep.
You said a year.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Then you realized you want to be, I mean, did you always want to be in entertainment?
Yeah. I've always wanted to be in acting, and eventually I want to produce. That's my main thing. Like, I really want to produce shows.
Right.
And back then, I just wanted to learn. I really wanted to learn what it was like to be in LA and to live the life of, it's crazy, his life, what he has to do and such. I mean, it was grueling, but I learned a lot and met a lot of amazing people. It was awesome because, you know, like the clubs in LA and how crazy they are and you have to wait in line and, you know, all the bullshit basically of it all. But I got hooked up right away, you know?
Wow.
I got, you know, it was because I was in that circle. So I was in like, you know, the in crowd, I guess you say, right away. And I got lucky, you know, and I had the best time of my life during those years. I really did. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was a big partier.
Yeah.
I really was. I've calmed down a lot.
Oh, yeah? You mellowed out?
Yeah. I mellowed out in my years. I'm still out there, but yeah.
Yeah. So that's cool. So you do all kinds of gigs and stuff like that, right? You do acting and reality shows. And do you still do dancing and stuff? Because I know you like to dance, right?
Yeah, I love to dance. I don't really dance as much anymore, besides just for fun. Mm-hmm. But I want to get back into doing burlesque dancing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the latest thing now, huh?
It's just, it's sexy and you feel sexy. It's just, I love it. And I used to do burlesque dancing when I first moved to LA. I had this little troupe.
Really?
Yeah, with Rachel Sterling, who is, she's one of the Pussycat Dolls now.
Oh, so, okay.
And she performs in the Vegas show, I believe. So we performed together and then our choreographer left. He went back to New Orleans. So we just kind of fell apart. And I miss it because it does make you feel like powerful as a woman. It makes you feel really, I don't know, really sexy.
Yeah.
So I want to do it again.
Well, stick to burlesque. Don't do any full nude.
No, I won't.
Because that makes you feel like in control over the men too. But it's
exactly because
it's
you
want to
know.
Life.
Yeah, you want to know what's under here, but you don't know. Actually, well, you do know if you watch Californication, but you saw me on that, you'd know. But otherwise,
You were on Californication?
Yeah.
Really?
You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
I did that last season. Was it last season? Third season.
Because I think I only saw the first 1.5 maybe, or maybe really? Even the first season. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So the third season?
Third season.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did you have a regular role there? Or?
I was on just a co-star role. Okay. But it was awesome. Yeah. And it was in the LA Times of Extends Girl finally takes it off. I'm like, great. Awesome.
Really? Yeah. So are you topless there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's Californication. Everyone's
yeah, that's
nude.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all the sex scenes there are like really, and it's, they're funny at times
so
too.
Funny.
Huh?
Mine was funny too. It was really funny. Rick Springfield was in my episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You get to be around all the hot
I
guys.
I know. It was just weird because it's like you're, I was so nervous at first because mm-hmm. Californication was one of my favorite shows.
Yes.
And it's like, here I am. And I almost didn't go to the audition, which is weird. I almost didn't go because I was like, I don't know if I want to be nude on it or whatever. Because I tried out originally for a really racier role. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to do it. It's my favorite show, whatever. And I went and I did it and rocked it. And then, so the first day on set, I get in there and, you know, I'm there all week. So, and I have to be naked in front of everyone pretty much. I mean,
oh,
I'm in,
God.
I have panties, but that's it. That's it, you know? And I get there and I get to the set and it's like everyone else is naked too. And it's like I met everyone like, you know, in their robes with nothing on. I'm like, oh, hi. Okay. And like I met David the first day and like he made me feel so comfortable. Him and it was David, Evan Handler, obviously he's on the show, and Rick Springfield, like I said, and it just, they all made me feel so comfortable, and it was just very welcoming family.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, it was, I had a blast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you're definitely an interesting person, and we'll hear more about that, I'm sure. We are out of time. Brigetta, thank you so much for joining me again.
Thanks for having
Always
me.
Always fun. And thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.